This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The 2020 Commodity Classic set a record number for farmers attending the event. The total number of farmers who registered for the event was just over 4,600, the highest number in the show's 24-year history. That was 83 more farmers than the previous record of 4,595 set in New Orleans during the 2016 Classic. The 9,350 total registrations were second only to the 2016 event. The 2020 Commodity Classic, set in San Antonio, was jam-packed with dozens of educational sessions, a huge trade show that featured almost 400 exhibitors, a keynote address by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, as well as policy meetings of the sponsoring commodity organizations. The Commodity Classic will celebrate its silver anniversary as it makes a return to San Antonio next year, March 4th through the 6th. The Classic was first established back in 1996 and is America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused educational and agricultural experience. The Commodity Classic is presented every year by the American Soybean Association, the National Corn Growers, the National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Sorghum Producers, and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Also happening in the last few weeks, the National Pork Producers Council elected new officers and board members during the National Pork Industry Forum in Kansas City this past week. Howard Roth, a pig farmer from Wisconsin, was elected as the new NPPC president. He's a fifth-generation farmer who owns Roth feeder pigs. In addition to serving on the NPPC board for 8 years, he previously was a member of the Wisconsin Pork Association Board of Directors and is currently the chairman of the association's Swine Health Committee. Roth takes over from David Herring, a North Carolina farmer who now becomes the immediate past president of the NPPC and now is chairman of the council's Trade and Nominating Committee. Jen Sorensen is the new NPPC president-elect. For the past 9 years, she has been with Iowa Select Farms, a business that markets more than 5 million hogs a year. Sorensen was previously the communications director for the Iowa pork producers. Terry Walters of Pipestone, Minnesota, is the new NPPC vice president. He's involved with the Minnesota and South Dakota pork producers groups, the Pipestone County Pork Producers, the National Pork Board, and chairs the Animal Health and Food Security Policy Committee. Also last week at the National Pork Industry Forum in Kansas City, Don Wick of the Red River Farm Network caught up with a northwestern Illinois farmer, Gary Acey.
Coming to you from the National Pork Industry Forum, Gary Acey is with us. Give us an update, first of all, a little bit about your background, Gary.
Yes, I'm pig, corn, and soybean farmer from northwest Illinois. My wife and I wean to finish about 10,000 hogs a year, farm about 300 acres of row crops, and also a crop insurance agent.
You've been busy with the National Pork Board, the 15 members of the National Pork Board sitting together. Reflect on the meeting.
We are into our first year, a new strategic plan. A lot of new things are taking place and kind of finding our way through that process. Also with ASF, you know, in other countries, is always, you know, brings another avenue to discuss and things to work on and various other things. And we're trying to be very wise stewards of the money that we get and invest it in ways that's best for our producers.
How big of a priority is African swine fever?
Right now it's number one. We need to keep it out of our country because currently we're exporting close to 30% of our pork. If we were to get ASF in our country, we would lose those markets, and that means we have a lot more pork on the market here in the U.S., and we could be very bad for the industry.
Certainly we have a lot of numbers. We have to move that product both internationally and domestically. What are some of the things that are being done on the pork checkoff behalf there?
We are getting all the information we can about outbreaks in other countries, trying to learn everything we can, how they can handle it and isolate it. We're looking at vaccines, which hopefully sometime we'll have a vaccine. It doesn't look like anything's close right now. Also, we're working with our budget to make sure we have money that we can take and use in avenues if we need to in case ASF would come to our country.
A busy couple days here. Look forward to keeping folks involved.
Oh, yes, it's been a very busy 2 days. So.
Good deal. Talking again to Gary Acey again from Illinois as we come to you from the National Pork Industry Forum.
And we'll continue with more ag news on a Monday afternoon after this.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness, these things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by GrainGuard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states.
Now's a perfect time for spring soil testing. Spring testing is the best way to ensure that your results are ready to be utilized this fall. When your combines are finished in the fields, fall fertilizer application will follow shortly if soil tests are already finished. M&M Service Company's Precision Farming Coordinator can combine your soil test, soil type, and yield to make a customized fertilizer program for your operation. Ask your crop specialist about spring soil testing to further maximize your fertilizer application this fall.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Well, now, regardless of which side you're on, Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with the new John Deere and Case IH special discounts. Members can save up to $500 off Case IH equipment. And John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum 2 membership. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571.
And we're back here on your Monday Afternoon Ag Show. Coming up on Thursday, the 19th, those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere will welcome spring with the arrival of the vernal equinox. If this seems early to you, you're right. In fact, this is the earliest vernal equinox that has occurred in all time zones in 124 years. Traditionally, we celebrate the first day of spring on March 20th or the 21st, but this year it's even earlier, and that's something that hasn't happened since 1896. There are a few reasons why seasonal dates can vary from year to year. The first is that a year is not an even number of days, and neither are the seasons. Another reason is that the Earth's elliptical orbit is changing its orientation or skew, which causes the Earth's axis to constantly point in a different direction, called precession. Since the seasons are defined as beginning the strict 90-degree intervals, these positional changes affect the time of the Earth that reaches each 90-degree location in its orbit around the Sun. The pull of gravity from other planets also affects the location of the Earth in its orbit, and the current seasonal lengths in the Northern Hemisphere are summer at 93.6 days, autumn at 89.8 days, winter at 88.9 days, and spring at 92.7 days. And there is about 7.5 more days longer of warm seasons, and I don't think anybody will complain about that. So again, spring comes up next Thursday the 19th at 10:50 p.m. here Central Time, the earliest spring we've had since 1896, and just think, had we not had Leap Day just a few days ago, we'd have spring on the 18th. Moving on now into local ag news, coming up Saturday, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee will be holding a used tire drive at Carlinville Truck Equipment on University Street in Carlinville. Adam Emery is the vice chairman for the Young Farmer Committee, and he explains how the idea for the tire drive came about this year and also the requirements for this weekend's drive.
We saw it as a good way to reach out to the community and really help the farming community as a whole, allowing farmers to safely dispose of their tires rather than, you know, throwing them in the ditch or burning them or something like that. We allow the opportunity for them to take them to us, and we will dispose of them properly, and they'll get ground up into chips for a playground or something like that. And it's just a good way to help the community out. It's for tires 13 to 20 inches off the rim. Each person can only bring 20 tires to the drive. There'll be a $1 per tire charge. Since we're a Macoupin County Farm Bureau organization, we're going to try to keep it Macoupin County to better serve people in our county. The tire drive will be held at Carlinville Truck Equipment on 2086 8 University Street in Carlinville, which is also CTMI is another name for that place. It'll be held there from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can contact me, Adam Emery, at 1-217-473-1641. We're really appreciative to our sponsors for this tire drive that make this possible, especially Carlinville Truck Equipment for hosting this event. Also, Century 21 down in Gillespie with John Griffel heading that, and Lou's Automotive here in Carlinville, M&M Service, and Macoupin County Farm Bureau, and lastly, PJ's Tire. All of these sponsors either hosted the event or donated $100 in order to help us put on this event, because it's a really expensive cost for us to recycle these tires. We're only charging you guys a dollar, but it's costing us quite a little bit more. We'll be recycling roughly 1,000 tires on Saturday, and just to help clean up the neighborhood. And again, that will be on March 14th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Carnival Truck Equipment in Carnivalville.
Again, that was Adam Emery, Vice Chairman for the Macoupin County Young Farmers Committee. And you can find the full interview with Adam on our website, WSMIRadio.com. Finally, in other local news here on your Monday, Aaron Kistner of Witt was selected as the District 4 FFA Proficiency Winner in Ag Communications on last Wednesday, March 4th, in Sullivan. Garrett Shockey also competed in District Judging and Fire Safety. Both members are of the Hillsboro FFA chapter and were previously chosen as their chapter and section winner in both areas. Illinois FFA recognizes students in 50 different areas based on their work-based learning, known as a Supervised Agricultural Experience, or SAE. FFA members select areas of interest and keep detailed records of hours and type of work they have completed in each area. Both of the members of Hillsboro were the Section 19 winner in their area back in February and moved on to district competition in Sullivan last Wednesday, where they were interviewed by a panel of judges. Aaron will now be moving on to the State FFA Awards selection at the U of I in Champaign coming up on Saturday the 21st. So congratulations to all of the area local proficiency winners. I know Litchfield had a few compete, and we'll have some more reports, hopefully, from other local FFA chapters on how their kids did as they move on to State Proficiency Day coming up on the 21st. And that'll wrap it up for a Monday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. For this Monday, March 9th, this is Gabe Osborne, WSMI Ag News.